Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Taking the Veil Away.
From 2 Corinthians, brothers and sisters, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil over the hearts of the children of Israel, but whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. All of us, gazing with unveiled face on the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory as from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Therefore, since we have this ministry through the mercy shown us, we are not discouraged. And even though our gospel is veiled, it is veiled for those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, so that they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for the sake of Jesus. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to bring to light the knowledge of the glory of God on the face of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. It is not clear to me whether Paul is comparing himself to Moses, but in the Jewish tradition, the law was the means of salvation. And under Christ and his teaching, we have freedom from the law because the Spirit is teaching us, that is, illuminating our conscience if we are listening. But the inclinations and distractions of everyday life keep the veil in front of our physical and spiritual vision. Paul concludes this passage saying, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shined in our hearts to bring the light of the knowledge of the glory of God on the face of Jesus Christ." We can only understand this in the context of Paul's major theological insight. We are the body of Christ. None of us alone, but all of us together. I've spent the last year reading what I consider one of the best spiritual writers in the United States. His name is Brian Doyle, and he died of cancer at the age of 60 in 2017. He was a husband, father of three, and a prolific writer. He saw God in a very contemporary way, wherever he looked, and he was regularly blown away. The birds, the trees, his wife, the freeway. I conclude with a passage from his book, Leaping, Revelations and Epiphanies. He says, "I've come in my middle years to a passionate belief in a coherence, a pervasive divineness that I can only dimly comprehend. It is a feeling, a sense. I feel it most near my elfin daughter, my newborn sons. Last night, I stood over the huddled body of my daughter, asleep in her crib, her hair flowing around her like dark water. She had sobbed herself to sleep only minutes before, after soiling herself and her bedding and her bear. She is very sick, and she is humiliated and frightened by this. She fell asleep in my wife's arms, her sobs muffled in my wife's deep, soft flannel shirt. I stand above her now in the dark. She is curled like a question in the corner of her crib. I place my hands together in an ancient gesture of prayer and humility, and I begin to weep. For love of this child, in fear of illness, in despair of my helplessness, I make a prayer in the dark. I believe so strongly, so viscerally, in a wisdom and vast joy under the tangled weave of the world, under the tattered blanket of our evil and tragedy and illness and brokenness and sadness and loss. But I cannot speak it, articulate it, but can only hold onto ritual and religion like a drowning man to a sturdy ship. Now that is trying to pull back the veil as a member of the body of Christ. ¶¶